Bitmart: ways of restarting creditor payouts. Weeks after shutdown, Bitmart is considering creditor repayments and a phased restart, less than 4 weeks after it announced plans to shut down. The update was reported by Coin Bureau on August 23, 2026, citing the exchange's own communications. For users whose balances were caught in the wind down, it is the first sign that a full loss may not be the only outcome. The speed of the reversal is the story. Exchanges that announce a shutdown usually do so after the decision is final, with liquidation the expected path. Reopening the door within a month suggests either that the original closure was driven by a fixable liquidity gap rather than insolvency, or that a new source of capital has entered the picture. Neither has been confirmed in detail, and Bitmart has not published a formal restructuring plan alongside the update. The shape of a phased restart, a phased restart, is not the same as flipping the exchange back on. In most crypto restructurings, phased means withdrawals reopen first for a subset of assets or a capped amount per user, followed by staged access to the rest as the balance sheet allows. Trading typically resumes last, once the operator is confident that a fresh wave of outflows will not trigger a second freeze. Creditor payouts sit at the center of that sequence. The order in which users are made whole, whether everyone is repaid pro rata or whether certain balances are prioritized, determines who actually recovers funds and who waits. Without a published waterfall, depositors cannot yet size their own exposure. That gap between considering payouts and assigned funded repayment schedule is where past exchange promises have often stalled. Your balance is a claim, not the coins. The episode is a reminder of a structural reality of centralized exchanges. When you hold a balance on the platform, you hold a claim against the operator, not the coins themselves. If the operator freezes withdrawals, your assets move at the operator's discretion, not yours. The FTX and Celsius collapses turned that counterparty risk from a theoretical footnote into billions in locked funds, and Bitmart's stop-start month puts the same principle back on display, even if the eventual outcome is far better. This is the practical case for keeping only what you actively trade on any exchange and moving the rest to storage you control. Cards that spend directly from a self-custody wallet sidestep the freeze scenario entirely, because there is no custodian holding the balance between you and your funds. Products built around stablecoin spending that settle from a wallet you own carry the same advantage. The trade-off is that self-custody puts key management on the user, but it removes the single point of failure that a paused exchange represents. None of that helps someone whose funds are already on Bitmart. For those users, the immediate priorities are watching for an official repayment schedule, confirming which assets a phased reopening covers first, and treating any restart announcement as conditional until withdrawals actually process. A market backdrop that cuts both ways, the reversal lands during a strong stretch for crypto. As of August 23, 2026, Bitcoin trades near 77,181 up 22.4% over the past week, while Ether sits around $2,419 after a 28.5% weekly gain. The Fear and Greed Index reads 77, firmly in greed territory. A rising market can make a restart easier to fund because recovering asset prices lift the value of whatever holdings back the exchange's obligations. It can also raise the stakes for depositors, who watch a rally from the sidelines while their balances stay locked. For now, the operative word is considering. Bitmart has signaled intent, not delivered a funded plan. The difference between a restart that repays creditors in full and one that repays cents on the dollar comes down to details the exchange has not yet released: the size of the shortfall, the source of new capital, and the repayment order. Until those are public and withdrawals clear, the announcement is a hopeful signal rather than a resolution.